What do you do to keep yourself going? How do you keep your motor running? Have you ever thought about who's depending upon you to succeed in life? Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast. And recently, I know I've been away from posting more so of a full-length episode, but I've actually been having a lot of interactions with posting more so on social media, being Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And the reason why I'm speaking on this is due to the fact that on one of my last posts, someone who follows me DM'd me with a question. And the question was, how do you keep yourself going? He stated that he feels as if when his mind knows that he has things that he needs to accomplish for that day, his body stays in a parked, I guess, status with his e-brake on. And as I sat back and thought about it, I couldn't help but to reminisce on the times when I was stuck in a moment where I felt as if I was trapped. I felt when I would wake up that my body was paralyzed and I could not move. I just felt as if I was trapped and that I was retaining myself to, instead of enhance and attempt to obtain a greater level, I was satisfied with where I was. And as me and this follower went back and forth in our conversation, he expressed that it's not even that he's had recent success lately. And as a matter of fact, he's in a moment where he needs to be moving now more than ever due to some personal issues that are going on in life. So as we continued our conversation, he expressed to me that he needs to get going. And I was able to sit down and we had a great conversation in reference to getting going. And we were able to sum it down to three things. One of those things was that mentally, you have to understand that when you are in a moment where you have someone going based off of you, that they're depending upon you. If you don't have anyone in a physical sense depending upon you, you have to be dependent upon yourself. We all tend to forget that regardless of if we have anyone else involved in our life, whether that be a child, a significant other, family members, a parent, a grandparent, that at the end of the day, we still have someone depending upon ourselves to get the job done. And if the job is not done, then why are we sitting down? Why are we relaxing? Why do we feel like we can take an off day? Now, I'm not saying that off days are not needed, but what I am stating is that in order to find your shift, your gear shift, and put it into drive, you must realize that you just have to have a given factor that you know you will not stop for. For me, I know what I want out of life. I know where the moments are. I know what I need to do. So I make it in a physical form for myself to visualize. I look at pictures. I have photos on my phone of the car I may want, the house I may want, the lifestyle that I want for my son. I know what these things look like. And I'm going to make sure that all of these things are going to come into my life. I know what I will obtain. So once you change and place these things from a mental aspect to where you see it into your mind, but now you start to see it into a physical form where you can actually touch it, where you can see it right there in your face. Now you just know that you're a few steps away from that. You can understand even more how much easier and how more likely you are to obtain that achievement. And once you get there, you can see that it's not that hard to place yourself in drive. And once you keep going from that point there on, you will sit back and laugh and you can chuckle about how, man, I remember when I was stuck in this stagnant place. I don't know how I would have turned out if I would never have made it from that place. But you can understand more and you have a respect for more people who may be going through difficult and hard times. I then continued on with our conversation to discuss as to how you don't deserve to sit there and put yourself in self-pity because of the things that you have been through. And a lot of people may not have had a hard life, but there are people who have had hard moments in life as well. So regardless of whichever side of the spectrum that you may be on, whether you've had challenges in your life or your life has gone pretty simple as well, where your biggest test in life was actually just a test at school or something, you've still had to prepare yourself for those moments. And once you look back at yourself from where you were a few years ago, you can now 100% sure you can say that you are better now than where you once were. In this conversation, this gentleman was expressing to me that he used to be a almost near seven-figure salary earner for his company. And during that time, which now he's not even making six figures, so he feels as if that his motive is not the same, because at one point in time, his motive was, of course, finances. But what you have to realize, even if you go from making six or seven figures down to just five, you haven't lost your life. You still have a purpose. You still have a reason to go. How you react in a moment where you may lose what you feel like is everything determines and shows everyone else around you who you really are. You can be someone that still, although you may have lost where you once were, you may have lost your social status, that doesn't define you as a person, as a man, or as a woman that you are. You have to understand that there's still someone depending upon you to get up every day, put your car in drive, and keep going. We tend to get so soft on ourselves, but want to be hard on everybody else. That doesn't make sense. My mom always taught me growing up that you can't help others until you help yourself. Whether that's on an airplane, like they tell you when the oxygen mask drop, to not attempt to help out anyone else until you have secured your mask. You have to look at it as life. You can't help someone with financial issues until you get your financial issues in order. You can't help someone get a house until you've gotten a house. That would be like me going and listening to the homeless guy in downtown talk about schemes as to how to make $1 million business or $1 million profit off of a money scheme. I'm like, okay, why would I listen to you on this if you haven't done it for yourself? So everybody's so quick to want that instant profit, I guess. You could say not just a financial profit, but a life profit. Everybody wants to see an instant like turnaround, even when they just begun and not put in any work. It doesn't work like that for everyone. Of course, there are some stories where people have just turned, became an overnight sensation. But for though they never last. For the ones who want to last, you must always ensure that there are going to be days where you're tired. You may not feel like getting up. There are going to be days when you feel beat the hell up. But there are also going to be days when you must know on those days that you must keep going. You have to know your purpose. You have to know your why. Number two, the third thing that we spoke about was understanding that not everybody's going to be able to understand. And what I mean by that is, not everybody's going to be able to understand your why. Not everybody's going to want to know your why. Not everybody's going to even care about your why, honestly. But in that moment when that why comes about, they're not going to be there for you. You're going to have times, you're going to have times when it's just going to be you. Now, are you going to bet on yourself or are you going to go with the ops? The main thing behind that, the main purpose behind that, is to ensure that at the end of the day, you depend on yourself. There are going to be moments when you might cry, when you feel like nobody's there to support you. At the end of the day, if there's nobody physically there to support you, you have yourself. At the end of the day, you are still someone for yourself and for others, but always be there for yourself first. you have to realize not everybody in this world that made it to the top had a group of friends. But also, even if you do have friends, are they really your friends? Are they really going to understand everything that you're dealing with? Are they really going to be there for you in a moment when shit hits the fan? Because this gentleman that I spoke with expressed how he lost his wife, how he lost all of his so-called friends, how even family that was around just about every day hitting him up, they don't even speak anymore because they counted him out. They put him down. But after this conversation, it was, he went from speaking almost in a negative form or fashion to speaking to where you could hear the confidence building in him. You could hear his mind starting to light up, his eyes, his passion came back. You could understand that this is someone who went from having everything that they wanted to feeling as if they fell off the top of a mountaintop and has to climb back up. And he just got tired somewhere in between the journey back to the top of that mountain. But I had to explain and express to him that although you are on your journey, it is now time for you to keep climbing. Keep realizing that it is just you and all of your tools that you built upon your time to building yourself up to the top, and understanding that at the end of the day, nobody's climbing with you. It's just you, two hands and 2 feet, pushing yourself up to the next level, one step at a time. And when you come to a realization that for the most part, it is just you. You control your vehicle. You control if your vehicle gets driven for that day. Once you get that understanding down pat and you realize that you are all that you have, you will be better off for yourself. You have to push yourself to understand that. Not saying that you just go on a hiatus and have to cut off everyone around you, because sometimes people that you are surrounding yourself with can do you some good. But some of those people that you're surrounding yourself with can also cause harm to you as well. You have to realize and come to an understanding that sometimes you just need you. And that's all you need. You doing what you do when you do it best. You doing what you do when you do it best. And I guarantee you, from that moment, you can have and measure out to a lot. You don't always have to surround yourself with phonies. You don't always have to surround yourself with people who don't understand your situations, especially for those who aren't even willing to try to comprehend what you may be dealing with, or at least offer you some type of assistance when you're going through it. You have to know that the sad truth is, what a lot of people don't want to hear is that it's going to be cold and rainy nights when you're out by yourself. Now, are you going to emerge from that? Are you going to build yourself up from that? Are you going to sit there and pout? It's time for you to build your next level. It's time for you to put your car in drive and just floor it. Hit the gas. All gas, no brakes. You can't stop. A mistake is a lesson. Stopping keeps you from your destination. The only time you need to stop is for your refuel. You get your refuel for however long that takes, a couple of hours on average. I think I get about 4 hours of sleep. It's too much to do. I'm good with 4 hours. I'm not saying that you just have to go off of 4 hours of sleep. No, I'm good with about 4 to 6 hours. Sometimes my body shuts down. I refill it up with about a good 8 hours rest, and I get back to it. You have to find what works for you. Make it work. Get to it and keep pushing. Peace.